Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, the legislature is over, and Assemblyman Pat Hickey has had a chance to recover. He joins us today, plus on the Power Pundit panel, Joe Gill, Bob Rango, and Fred Larkin. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's New Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Assemblyman Pat Hickey. You survived the session, and you look relaxed.
I do. I am.
All right, so tell me, what's your overriding thought? Looking back on this session.
Well, it was a very unique session. I mean, especially given the fact that Republicans had the first time in forever where we were the governing party and coalition of folks doing so. And so in that regards, it was unique. We accomplished a number of things. We probably could have done more had there been greater cohesiveness, especially within and among Assembly Republicans. Even so, we did accomplish a number of things that I think were important to our side of the aisle.
Does one thing just step out and say that to get a tax increase in the state of Nevada, you need to have Republicans in charge everywhere?
Well, you know,
I know that sounds ironic, but I mean, that really is almost a reality.
Well, you know, people would point to the comparison. Would have China ever opened up without a conservative Republican president like Richard Nixon at the time? You know, things like that. I mean, going back, Ronald Reagan once raised taxes.
More than once.
Quite controversial when he was governor of California, as did Paul Laxalt in 1967 in Nevada in order to expand and really create and expand the community college system. So, yeah, in some ways it takes a forceful governor, in many instances a Republican who can embrace that tough change and heavy lift couple of decades or so.
At what point in the session, or even prior to the session, did you know that you were going to vote to raise taxes?
I felt all along going into the session that I supported the notion and the vision that Brian Sandoval had that with respect to education. And having been minority leader before, I had argued for two different sessions that Republicans would always look at new revenues if the appropriate number of and kinds of reforms were embraced. The fact that we did a number of those things, especially with respect to school choice, the expansion of charter schools, the Read by Three program, getting at the problem of social promotion, all of those things being in place and part of his plan, I felt it was probably a likely possibility. And, you know, we said for years, we don't want to budget at the ballot box. I mean, yes, the margins tax failed, but that was going to come back at us again, you know, by initiative, ballot initiatives, unless the legislature was going to tackle the challenges in education itself. So I was prepared to do that under the right circumstances.
You know, there was a big discussion, obviously, at the legislature between what came to be the two opposing sides here. You had gaming on one side, you had retailers, trucking, transportation, car dealers on the other side. Why do you think that it ended up being the commerce tax, which was appeared to be a version of the margins tax, that passed instead of being a compromise that it seemed like most people were willing to go with?
It was more a part of a gross receipts or gross revenues tax than margins, to be technical about it. But
you're making that even worse, by the way.
Okay.
And that's fine.
But talking about compromises, I think one of the reasons why the commerce aspect eventually got traction with lawmakers and Republicans and Democrats as well was the fact that the compromise of raising the ceiling or floor, if you will, to $4 million or above gross, unlike the margins tax, where if you've made over $1 million, all of that first million would be taxed once you made a dollar above, exempting small businesses, which I think represents then about 90% companies like mine that are now exempt from having to pay the commerce tax, I think made it represent a kind of a compromise.
Okay, so here's the question I've been asking on this show since the session ended, and that is, when will the public feel this?
You mean the impacts of the tax
itself? Yeah, because businesses don't pay taxes. People pay taxes.
I don't think it's going to have the dramatic and traumatic effect that some are predicting, and people always feel that way in the face of taxes. I mean, it was a heavy sale to my boss, my wife, the CEO of my painting company. But in fact, when she learned we're not going to be paying that, now we are, being a corporation, and businesses that are going to see an increase in their business license tax.
Is that all corporations? So subject to Tress as well?
Yes. They will go from the current 200, I believe it's up to 500. So they're going to see a $300 increase per year. So that's not insignificant to some. But if you're, you know, a medium size, now the very smallest of businesses, the individual owned, will still be at the regular business license fee rate. I think the impact will be gradual over time, and I don't think it's going to scare businesses away in the ways that some are predicting. Now, we you know, there is some concern the registered agent folks, whether, you know, people will prefer to register their companies in Delaware or Wyoming as opposed to Nevada. That still remains to be seen. We'll probably lose some of those folks.
And it's going to be interesting to see that. Now, what about, for example, the car dealers? You know, that's not a, you know, people may be surprised to know, but selling cars is not a high profit margin. You know, in fact, it's really the used cars and service where they make their money.
Well, I assume, given their business model, they are going to have to pass it along to consumers. That they were in favor in some ways of increasing sales taxes, which was an idea I looked at because I think they're not as regressive as some suggest. They were open to that. That, had it been the case, would have been passed along to buyers and consumers. I suspect their additional drain on their gross receipts, if you will also be passed along consumers in the form of slightly higher automobile prices.
And do you feel that that will therefore lead people going to Sacramento or Los Angeles to buy vehicles?
Practically speaking, I don't think so. I mean, when I buy a new car, I pride myself in buying local and buying American. I'm not going to save a few hundred dollars a drive to Sacramento when your service, your relationship, and things are here. I doubt that's going to happen in any significant way.
All right, let's take a break. More with Pat Hickey when we come back.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductor's Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Cowboys aren't born, they're made. Through hard work, long days, learning the ropes. Welcome to the Reno Rodeo. The wildest, richest rodeo in the West, the Reno Rodeo.
Get your tickets today.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Assemblyman Pat Hickey. So what was interesting about this session, obviously in the Republican caucus in the Assembly, was that you had these two sides and they weren't going to come together. But in the end, they did. And there are columnists who are on the right side who are very unhappy with a lot of the folks that voted for these taxes, especially the pledge signers. But they had gotten their candidates through at a time when it was not expected. You did not expect to have a majority of Republicans in the Assembly. So my question is, if the candidates that they had were not conservative enough, where does the party find more conservative candidates that aren't going to vote for taxes?
Well, you know, of the 13 folks, myself included, who did vote in support of the overall plan, and it was almost two-thirds of Republicans, let's note that,
right.
From both houses that
and
did
And that's the complaint.
Yeah. None of them were tax pledge signers, so no one violated their quote-unquote. And you know, I argued for years, vote as conservatively as you want. You don't need to promise your life, sign on a dotted line that you will never do something before you get there. The only oath you ought to take is really the Nevada Constitution, and keep the one hopefully to your spouse, in my point of view. Where you find more conservative folks, I suppose they will find some in reaction to this tax, but I think those incumbents like myself who voted for this have just got to do a good job, go out and explain the reasons for their vote. That's what leadership is all about, being willing to take the heat, explain why you did what you did, and go out and make the case that it was necessary for education and for the growth of the state, workforce-wise and otherwise.
The primaries are going to be very serious, because that's where the most conservative voters and the most liberal voters are going to be out in force. When we talked last time, at the legislature, you were reconsidering not coming back. You were considering coming back. Where do you sit now? Now that you've had a few,
you know, like most people, if you ask them a couple weeks, having just completed this, say they never want to come back again. I'm going to decide by the beginning of the year whether or not I'll run one more time or not. So I'm giving it some time, like most people.
Okay, but you're prepared to raise a bunch of money in the primary? And will the governor help you?
I think the governor is going to be very supportive of the people that were supportive of him. And I think the overall business community will as well. And you know, for better or for worse, there's always power and incumbency, but incumbents who did vote for support of this revenue and reform plan are going to have to work very hard, and they're going to have to be aggressive and own it in the most positive ways. And I think they're all capable of doing that, and I think they'll be successful.
Southern Nevada got an awful lot of what it wanted, especially the medical school. What are the other items on Southern Nevada's list that are big ticket items that are going to be coming down the pike?
Well, let me say this. Northern Nevada got a number of things that I think were important, too. The Northern Nevada Veterans Home that had been worked on for 15 years, we finally got funding for that. We got the bridge funding for the community colleges, especially Western Nevada and Great Basin, which are very important to workforce development. So, you know, and then in the wake of Tesla and Switch moving up here and the expansion of Apple, we believe, I think Northern Nevada came out well. Now,
okay, now that's a great answer to the question
so
I didn't ask.
I didn't ask. Well, I actually don't know what Southern Nevada's agenda is going forward.
Well, they've complained for many, many years that they have the largest amount of population and we're not getting their fair share of the money from the legislature. So the medical school was a very public big deal. Project Neon is moving forward and appears to be fully funded. And that's a huge roadway project to widen I-15. But I was just curious if there were other items that have been talked about.
Well, you know, this session really wasn't characterized by a lot of regionalism. I mean, those of us in the north, including the governor, bought into the aspect that a medical school was good for Nevada and good for Nevada's economy as well. You're right.
But he didn't put that much money into it in the beginning. It was only when we saw more money coming through with the fee on the taxi cab Uber that was a huge pot of money that nobody really thought
about. Give Mike Roberson his due and James Settlemyer in the north for coming up with those ideas, how to make Uber support the medical school, the expansion of that entrepreneurial.
Yeah, but probably even bigger, how you got the tax cab industry to go for it.
Well, I think they were kind of over a barrel on that, and, you know, at least they got it regulated, Uber, by the Nevada Transportation Authority. So, that you know, there were some winners and losers there, but there'll be room for both those industries, I'm guessing.
I'm guessing, too. Thank you for being here. We appreciate it, and I'm sure you'll be back soon. Thanks. Pat Hickey, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
It's the Ram Offsite Rodeo Event at the Outlets at Legend this Thursday through Sunday, right outside of Shield, with used cars from just $9.95 and new Ram trucks starting at just $25,000.
Pick up your vouchers for free tickets to the rodeo
and enter to win a big screen TV.
Mr. Jones, even though we're miles away, you can rest assured that...
Why deal with a long-distance law firm? I'm Angela Volentini. Take the first step and call me today at 882-6112.
A proper fit is where comfort and your feet meet. They have a wide variety of styles and sizes. Come in and make your feet comfortable at a proper fit, where one store fits all.
Need a small keg and registration renewal in an instant? Make a pit stop at one of Instant Smog's four convenient locations. Let our fast, courteous, and professional pit crew get you back in the race in an instant. Locally owned and operated for over 20 years, we are Instant Smog.
Hi, I'm Shelby Sheehan. News 4 maintains a public file of information on our children's programming. If you'd like to review it, contact us at 322-4444.
Bobby Pages, your wedding gown cleaners and heirloom specialists. Visit BobbyPages.com.
Bobby Pages, Bobby Pages.
It's the Ram Offsite Rodeo Event at the Outlets at Legend this Thursday through Sunday in the parking lot right outside of Shield with used cars from just $9.95. Enter to win a big screen TV. No purchase necessary.
Pick up your vouchers for free tickets to the rodeo.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, they have a great PowerPoint panel as always. Former Speaker of the Nevada Assembly, Bob Arango, is here. We have Joe Gill, the attorney, and Fred Locken, professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. You want to start out with your thoughts on what Assemblyman Hickey had to say?
Well, I just appreciate the insight. We spend 120 days, you know, looking inside the box, trying to figure out what's going on. And I think there's validation from Mr. Hickey of everything that we've known. A caucus that was in trouble for most of the session, that had its issues, was able to peel away the vote and support that it needed. And I do agree with the assessment that generally it was a very successful session, both for Democrats and Republicans, and demonstrated that there is value in both parties working together to do some of the important work.
And what does this say to our national political scene, where everything is on the extremes, but so much was accomplished here in Nevada, in the center?
Well, it proves the truism that you can't govern from the extremes on either end, and you have to come to the middle at some point in time and figure out how to solve problems. One thing that the majority leader in the Senate, or in the Assembly, said during the last hours of the session, he actually pointed to the minority leader, who everybody thought was going to be the speaker, Marilyn Kirkpatrick, and thanked her for her friendship and for all of the work she'd done behind the scenes to help him, because it was his first time in leadership. And that told me a lot, Sam, about what was really going on ultimately and what brought this legislative session to a conclusion, and some would say a very successful conclusion.
And certainly your clients in mining feel that way.
Well, you know, and I have clients who feel the other way.
This also speaks to the power of the governor. And when you have a governor who has as much experience as this governor in so many different areas, and had a war plan that he moved forward with very successfully from well before the session started.
Well, the governor can do a lot, as you just said. And I think back to O'Callaghan, who had a bad first session with legislature, went out and got his own legislature elected and ran it that way. Dick Bryan was also very organized, and a lot of the governors are. And yes, the governor was his plans, and I know that he had that war team. Sandoval had his war team out, and they had their war room, and they were on point. And that's, it takes a lot of that.
All right, so I'll go back to the question I asked Assemblyman Hickey, which is, Southern Nevada did well. I'm not saying Northern Nevada didn't, but Southern Nevada did very well in their publicly stated goals through the news media, etc. What do you think are the next moves that they want to make toward getting funding for it in Southern Nevada?
Well, I think in the North we've always been afraid of the day that they'd realize they can accomplish more working together than attacking each other. Although there were setbacks in that thinking during the Republican caucus in the Assembly, I think overall the South is beginning to rise and sense the value of working together, even across the aisle. They have the votes. They can do anything they want if they really want to. But for them, I think it's the awakening. So I would tend to agree that there isn't a well-articulated Southern agenda. But I think between now and 2016, we will certainly be seeing that formatted. And under that, I think it clearly is one that directs more funding, especially to infrastructure in Southern Nevada.
What do you think in terms of the next election cycle for Assembly Republicans?
Well, it depends on the district that you run in. There's some very, very secure Republican districts, and then there's some that are real marginal, and the best example of which is probably Assembly District 8 in Las Vegas. Jason Frierson, the Democrat, was defeated by 40 votes by an unknown, complete unknown, and in Mr. Moore. Those kind of districts, Sam, with a strong Democratic candidate will probably swing back to the Democratic side. And that, it's hard to forecast that far out, but that's the wisdom that's collected right now, and we'll see what happens. But the Republicans are going to have some real struggles.
And that brings us to, you know, the spotlight is going to be on Nevada. We saw a Republican wave this last time around when Democrats didn't come out and vote. I don't think that's going to be the same story in 2016.
Well, we're going to have one of the top five Senate races in the country, which is going to focus a lot on Nevada. And a lot of money is going to be here, and a lot of people coming into the state to work for whatever candidate comes to, from either party. So that will change the mix, and it will make those incumbents work harder.
And we're already seeing, you know, a ton of candidates coming into the state this week. We hope that this continues to those of us in the broadcast industry, because it's good for business.
Cash register goes cha-ching.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton is supposed to be coming to Northern Nevada this week as well. So the spotlight will definitely be on Nevada. But do you think what happened in the Nevada legislature is going to reflect into other states, and they're going to look at what happened in Nevada and think it's a good thing or a bad thing? I got about 20 seconds.
Oh, I sure hope so. I think that, you know, this is tremendous collateral now for Governor Sandoval. He's been a leader in the Governor's Association. This is going to ripple out. And I suspect this is going to be an emerging trend now of let's actually work together and let Republicans show leadership.
Wow. Don't tell Fox News and MSNBC. We'll be right back.
This score update brought to you by ProSpinal. Back pain has taken a significant lead over you.
That's right. Your back brought on serious pain in the first three quarters. It's shown a resistance to epidurals, physical therapy, even pain meds.
The pain has been so strong, it's completely shutting down your game.
Looks like the only play you have left is ProSpinal. How much time is left on your clock? Ready for a comeback? ProSpinal believes you can make one and will help get you back in the game.
Since 1984, CCNN has been successfully educating students for careers in a variety of fields. And in the process, we help people just like you discover who they can become. Contact CCNN today.
Some people say personal injury claims are all about the money. Well, they're right. It is about the money to salvage a decent life from damages caused by someone else's carelessness.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
Whatever happened to the family phone? The one that kept everyone connected. Say hello to Vonage, the home phone service for today, with more ways to stay connected than ever before. With Vonage, you can talk all you like for just $9.99 a month. And when you really need your family, a single call rings at home and on two smartphones, so someone's always there for you. You can also use our smartphone app to call the U.S. over Wi-Fi from anywhere in the world for free. And with a simple swipe, you can block unwanted callers for good. So you get to spend time with the people you care about, instead of the people you don't. Switch to Vonage during our extended sales event and get our best offer ever. $9.99 a month for a full year. Plus, receive everything you need to get started free. That's $119 value. Call or go online today. Hurry, don't miss this offer.
Call 1-800-970-1585 or go to buyvonage.com.
Having trouble keeping up with new media, we have our expert, Melissa Carlson, on the next broadcast.